Well, Christy, certainly an exciting week leading into this weekend for everyone at Brainerd International Raceway. Take us through what you have planned. It's a fan appreciation weekend, and yes, in a creative way, fans will be allowed, it sounds like, to watch some racing at your facility this weekend. Tell us all about it.
Well, it took a little bit of time trying to figure out how we were going to get this to happen, I guess, with the current situation we're in, but having people come in and doing it a more nostalgic way and having them stay near their cars and park in a certain distance, I think we'll be able to bring people in and still make this a great event. The Trans Am Series is one that we've had several times, and, you know, back in the day they were kind of a staple in the city, but they bringing them back this time and having it a fan appreciation weekend and also doing it as the Jed Coppa Memorial, I think should bring the fans in and all the locals, and it's a free event for everybody, so we're hoping that we will be able to bring in a crowd to still watch a great race.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. Tell us how you guys came about this idea, and if fans do come, kind of what can they expect in terms of where they'll be able to park and see the cars?
Well, we're working on a map that they will be able to follow, but they'll be able to line around the entire road course on the infield around the fence. And we will have food vending. We'll have different things that they'll be able to take advantage of. But we have enough infield fence that everybody should still be able to social distance and enjoy themselves watching a great race.
And tell us about the series. You mentioned it's a Trans Am series. Tell us about the cars that we'll be racing.
Well, when you say Trans Am race, I think people just picture the actual Trans Am car. But there are different cars. I don't even know all of the different cars that are there, but it's not just that particular model. They're a car that Jed used to race in that series, so that's why we particularly, Jed's parents had picked to bring the Trans Am race back this year, which is kind of exciting. So they're a great series, have a lot of fun, fast cars, very, very good road course racing series.
How emotional will this weekend be for you, I suppose, on several fronts? Obviously, just to have fans, many of whom you know personally, back to be able to watch for the first time in a while. And then, too, as you mentioned, this race is named after Jed, who, of course, was you and he owned this track together for so many years.
I think it'll be emotional on many levels for many people, myself and my kids. His parents, his entire family will be there this weekend. They did a memorial last year at the SCCA race, and that's when this kind of came to be a thought to bring the TA back with them. So it was one that Jed did. He had a Trans Am car, so they're very looking forward to having a great race and bringing in the fans to BIR to, you know, celebrate this event and hopefully get a lot of people in to just remember how we got where we are with the road course now. Because when we bought the track, road course was, of course, attached to the drag strip. We separated them, and his passion was road racing. So we're trying to keep that alive in Brainerd.
No doubt about it. What has the feedback been like from the fans and that kind of stuff in regard to getting a chance to come back and watch racing?
They've been a little confused on how we're doing it, so we're just still trying to spread the word, but as much as possible, we're trying to make it pretty clear with direction coming in. But I think most people are really excited to be able to come back, and a lot of questions, but I think we'll be able to answer everything with coming in and where to go and how they can still have a great day out there without, you know, creating the insecurities that people seem to really have right now going out.
Right, and you mentioned the drive-in style of viewing. It does create some cool opportunities if people want to tailgate. There's enough space, I know, at your property that people can social distance enough if they bring people, I guess, within their own pods. That's the word people are now using, within their own family they've been around. They can tailgate, they can hang out, they can, you know, who came up with the idea? Because it is, like, as of right now, one of the only ways to gather in relatively large groups outdoors right now.
Correct. We had heard a lot of different people trying to come up with creative ideas and having drive-in concerts or, you know, drive-in theater reopenings that were very excited about just being able to have something to bring people out to do. And actually one of the guys from the Trans Am series called and said, what about this? You know, we could still bring people in. We could still be able to social distance. And, you know, that's how it used to be at BIR back in the day. So it was kind of exciting to go back and bring back the retro style, you know, of watching. And I think we can really make a great event still with the current restrictions that have been put in place.
Yeah, and as you mentioned early in the interview, it is free and open to the public. Do people need to register at all, or can they just show up on the grounds on race day?
They'll be able to just show up on grounds. They're free to come in Saturday and Sunday and watch some great racing. So anytime they wanted to come out, even if it was just for an hour, they're welcome to show up and watch and enjoy the festivities with everyone, but just having to do it a little bit differently than we normally do.
Yeah, exactly. Has there been any word on when and if state guidelines will eventually allow the track to open to fans in a more traditional manner as well? What are you hearing along those lines, particularly looking ahead to August and the big nationals?
We still have not heard anything. I wish we had. We've been getting a lot of questions about nationals and power crews, but we definitely will keep our fans posted as soon as we can if any decision has been made. There's a positive. We still did have our show and go this past weekend, and the people that came out did a great job. They did exactly what we were asking them to do, and I'm hoping that that will, you know, look to future events that we can do this, and would love to be able to continue out the rest of our season as scheduled if we possibly can. So hoping to see everybody next weekend and be safe, and we'll do what we can to also keep them that way when they come to visit BIR.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend, Fan Appreciation Weekend this coming weekend. Well, Christy, best of luck. Have a wonderful weekend. I know there'll be a lot of great memories and emotions, and we will chat soon, and hopefully more good news can come in way of fans being able to come out for races here in the near future as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.